Hi, this is your girl Esther Amin, and welcome to my podcast. Please do not pay mind to the noises you'll be hearing in the background. Actually, I live in a Zungu community. Over here, we don't have alarm clock. Our problems wake us up. So yeah, please bear with me. Yeah. So yesterday, I saw something, and the thing really, you know, kind of like it was stupid, but I'm going to read it. The person said, opening up to a woman is a breakup hat. Women hate men who have problems. If you ain't Superman, you're doomed. Trying to be single? All you gotta do is vent and watch her go on an adventure to other men. Just tell her all your problems every time you see her. Just to tip it off, go ahead and cry and watch her disappear. The worst thing you can do around women is be human. Be a comedian and an ATM. And they will love you. Those are the only conditions you will succeed in. Look at your spelling, you can't even write proper. You want to tell people how to be. Please. The what he wrote is so stupid, I'm even struggling to read it. So, what I'm trying to say is that, or what my contribution to the stupid thing I just read is that, so what are you saying? Are you saying that men shouldn't be vulnerable around women? I actually like my men to be vulnerable. I don't want you to be all man 247 and all of that. I hate alpha males. I hate them with passion. I want my man to be masculine. I don't want an alpha male. I don't want you to be, every time we see you, it's like you are this uptight person. Nobody can penetrate you. Nothing can touch you and all of that. I want men who are actually vulnerable. I need a man that cries. Like, my son, I'm a mother is going to tell my son to cry when he's hurt. I'm not going to be the mother that is going to tell him that, oh, be a man. Man up. Shin up. Men don't cry. God forbid. I would never be that kind of mom. You understand? Be vulnerable with your woman. Tell your woman how it is. Because a lot of times, you guys are not vulnerable with us. We think that everything is okay with you. Then we start asking for so much from you, and you'll be like, oh, we are not understanding. Because you never sat down to tell us that, okay, Harmony, this is the problem I'm having. This is the issue I'm having. That is why I'm not able to connect with you the way I'm supposed to connect with you. Everything is not man. I'm not saying that be vulnerable at the point that you will lose your masculinity or anything. At least open up to someone. Male mental health is important as well. If you don't open up to me, how am I going to know what is going on in your life? How am I going to know that, okay, this period you don't have money? How am I going to know that this period you're done, you're going through so much, rather you're stressed out? How am I going to know? You're saying that being vulnerable with a woman is a bad idea. Being vulnerable with a woman is a bad idea. I'm not saying that I need a password to your bank account, or I need how much you're worth. From the way you are, I can, no matter how you hide it, no matter how you hide me, I know a rich person when I see one. I know someone that is faking it when I see one. From your lifetime, we'll know. It's not about hiding all your things that... I remember I was having a conversation with a friend, and he said that the grandmother said that you shouldn't give a woman access. I'm like, access? Access to what? That kind of like caused a lot of like, you know, he tried, you know, sugarcoating it all over the place. But I knew what was said was really fucked up. You understand? Be vulnerable with someone. Find someone. Find a woman you can trust. I'm not saying that you see me today, no, you just drop your family issue on my ties. Look at this person. Does this person listen? What, like, the way you will know the kind of woman you want to open to. You will know the kind of woman you want to open to, because a lot of women, you can tell them stuff, but they can't comprehend whatever thing you're saying. I, for example, I love my men to be very, very vulnerable. Anybody that have dated me knows that I'm very warm when it comes to stuff. I'm someone that you can tell about anything. I don't know, because of my experience, I look like because of everything I've been through, I have an idea about everything. Experience has taught me so much that, like, I'm older than my age when I'm thinking, you understand? Yeah, it's not about trying to be a man 247. Like, you don't want to see anybody fooled. You don't want to see anybody fooled and all of that. That is not it. I love when my men are vulnerable with me. When you're not vulnerable with me, I feel like there's a distance between us. I feel like when you're not telling me stuff anymore, I'm not talking about telling me how your day went. I want to know what happened. I want to know what happened when you're on your way to work. I want to know who actually messed up the whole thing. I want to know how much you lost this week. I don't want you to be all masculine in this alpha, like, no, I don't want you to be all alpha me anytime you see me. Like, girls, I hate alpha me, God forbid. I hate them with passion. If you're an alpha me and you're listening to my podcast, I hate that behavior. You understand? Alpha me, like, does it make sense? What does an alpha me do? Trying to, like, you want to... you can be your own thing on your own, but find somebody you can trust. Find a woman you can trust. Find a woman that you can lay on her thighs. And it's okay to cry. When a man cries, oh my God, there's just something so gorgeous about that thing. Like, it's so nice. It makes me know that, okay, bloods are flowing through your vein, not eyes. When you don't cry, every time we see you, like, this stiff person, you lost, like, Bitcoin is crashing, you are stiff, you lost a lot of money, you are stiff. Don't, like, try and communicate, we beg you. It's not hard. Or maybe your girlfriend, her mat doesn't keep quiet. So I would advise you to find somebody, two of your friends, you know, that you can trust. I remember I used to have, like, male friends who normally call me every once in a while and vent to me. And I'm able to give them advice. I'm able to tell them what to do and all of that. Yeah, imagine if we are dating, the kind of, like, oh my goodness, I'll go the extra mile for you. I got an extra mile for you when we are dating. Imagine what I can do. Because some of my friends do, they're dating girls that, you know, they don't have the right words to say in that particular situation. That is understandable. If your girlfriend is this person that, you know, some girls, I'm not saying they are, they know how to sell dick fine, they know how to write a dick fine. But when it comes to intellectual conversation, when it comes to deep conversation, they are not able to really go that deep with you. But you actually like this person because of how they make you feel down there. But having intellectual conversation, that's why most of the times you can be in a relationship and all of that, and you are all by yourself. Because this person is not someone that you can have those type of deep conversation. Even when you want to have deep conversation with you, it always comes into an argument. It always turns out, oh, babe, why are you talking like this? You understand? So it's understandable if you can get someone who you can go, you know, toe-to-toe with when it comes to deep conversation. I love deep conversation. I want to know why you behave the way you behave. I want to know when you lost your virginity. I want to know who introduced you to sex. I want to know stuff about you that you've not told anyone before. I want to know what music makes you cry. I want to know your favorite porn star. Okay, are those part of the deep conversation or not? All of them are deep conversation. Name your favorite poster. All of them are deep conversation. So that is what I'm trying to say. But if you're dating someone like that doesn't really like deep conversation, some girls too. One problem with women too, you don't know the person you're dating. You've not sat down before. All you do is go to his house and fuck and suck dick and come back home with your empty head like whistle. You cannot even sit down one day or take him out. Babe, I want to know some stuff about you. Babe, what is going on with you? Babe, tell me stuff about you. You have to know all these things. Not, oh my goodness. It's my gender. Sometimes it's not about sucking dick. Sometimes it's not about sucking dick. Believe me. Sometimes it's not about knowing how to suck dick. Yeah, you can suck dick fine, but the problem is still going to be there. The problem, you see the problem, you know, when he's tired and all of that, and you just go down on him, he's going to like appreciate you sucking his dick at that moment. But the problem is going to be there. You have to have the right word to say at the right time. Then after you've said those things, then you go down on him and suck his dick. I think that is a win-win situation, you know, having a solution to the problem and also knowing how to, you know, suck the problem away. Oh my goodness, I feel like that is so much. The world would be a better place if we have women like this, women who can really, really, really connect with men on a deeper level. you see your boyfriend. I, for example, I know when I'm going out with you, I know when you're stressed, but my problem is you not telling me that you are stressed. That is where I will become stressed. Because if you're not telling me you're stressed, who the fuck are you telling me you're stressed? Yeah, who? Who are you telling that you're stressed? I want to know everything about you, like for real. I'm someone that I want to know how your day went. I'm not someone that is going to, I'm not really that, you know, gumbody girlfriend. I'm not like that. But I want to know how your day went. So, yeah. But women, and I'm not saying it's some women too, when you vent to them, they run away too. They run away. All those are immature women. Find yourself a mature woman. Find yourself a woman that is so calm, a woman that is collected, a woman that is warm, a woman that you feel safe around. Men need to feel safe around us. Men need to, when you come around me, there's always this peace you feel around me. I make sure I create this environment. It took me a while to create this environment. It took me years to be able to create this environment so that when someone comes around me, they feel this peace, especially men. They feel peace because I've battled a lot in my past. I've battled so much in my past. So it took me years to be able to have this inner peace that I'm talking about. The inner peace is something that only you can create. Nobody can create it for you. You are the only person that is going to be able to create that inner peace. For yourself, there's a reason why it's called inner peace. Nobody can give it to you. Then after creating that inner peace, then your environment, you start creating a bit by bit inside your environment, then it become peaceful. I have this tradition I've been trying to do for years now. When I'm going out every day, I make sure that I lay my bed properly. Then when I come back, my bed is well laid. I just lie on it, and there's this feeling of comfort that gives me. I sleep so peacefully on this bed. Yeah. Women, I know there's a lot of women. There's just a few women that listen to my podcast. Please, please, and please. Everything is not. You see that your man is going through so much. You are asking them for money. You see that a man is going through some deep shit. You are still telling that, oh babe, are you going to buy the hair? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do this? Look for a solution to that problem. Find a solution to his problem. Even though there's no solution, find a way. And some men too, when women are, allow the woman to finish talking before you cut her off. Sometimes just listen. You understand? And men, speak up. You matter. Black men especially, you guys matter a lot. You guys matter a lot, especially African men. You guys matter a lot. There's so much. There's a lot of African men who are like that. When you're an African man, you're considered a head of the family. Whether you are the last born, whether you're the first born, whether you're the middle born, there's so much that is expected from you that a lot of people don't understand. African men, they grow up so early. I'm talking about, when I say they grow up so early, you understand what I'm saying, that they grow up so early. It's as if you're trying to, like, when you're an African man, a lot is expected from you. And I know that there's a lot of pressure on you being an African man, not being a Black American, but being an African man, is that there's so much expected from you. It's like when you're traveling, you're always thinking about home. When you're in a foreign place, you're always thinking about home. Am I going to do this for my mom? Am I going to do this? And you forget yourself. But let me tell you something today. Your mother is going to be okay. Your mother is going to be okay. Think about this. Who has been taking care of your mother since? Since you were growing up? Yeah, God has been doing his thing. She has been doing her thing. So I don't want you to put the pressure of family on your shoulders. A lot of African men, there's this pressure from family, like what am I going to do? You see an African man actually taking care of his siblings, and you've not even graduated to that place yet, but you've carried a burden. So I'm begging you, take everything one step at it. Do what you can. Please don't promise things that you know that you don't even have the capacity to fulfill. It's a lot. I know a lot is expected from you, but you have to take care of yourself first. You matter. You matter. Please. Yeah, so I'm going to stop here on my podcast. I'll try to make sure that I find a man to feature on this, on the next segment of this podcast. So, yeah, thank you very much. And this is like an extra almond. And please, please share the link. Why do you like listening to my podcast and you don't tell people about my podcast? Are you? It's not nice, or this thing you are doing, it's not nice. Share the link to my podcast. You people don't want Spotify to start paying me or what? Huh? A bitch gotta eat, oh.